VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump on Wednesday accused China of attempting to interfere with the upcoming United States congressional elections and claimed its efforts are motivated by opposition to his tough trade policy.
They do not want me or us to win because I am the first president ever to challenge China on trade. And we are winning on trade. We are winning at every level.
Trump was speaking in front of world leaders while chairing the United Nations Security Council. He did not present any evidence for his claim, which China's foreign minister called nonsense. The president's accusation came amid an ongoing special counsel investigation into Russia's attempts to interfere in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Earlier in the day, President Trump took the gavel of the Security Council at the United Nations and devoted the bulk of his remarks to criticism of Iran. Labeling Tehran the world's leading sponsor of terrorism, Trump claimed what he called Iran's aggression only increased after the 2015 six-party nuclear deal was signed.
This horrible one-sided deal allowed Iran to continue its path towards a bomb and gave the regime a cash lifeline when they needed it the most.
The Trump administration withdrew from that deal earlier this year. The president repeated his frequent assertion that the nuclear agreement signed by his predecessor, Barack Obama, was, in his words, a horrible, one-sided deal that benefited Iran. A down day on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropping more than 0.25%. The S&P 500 fell 0.33%. The NASDAQ was off 0.12%. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee said Wednesday it is investigating new allegations of sexually abusive behavior by Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, a government employee says she witnessed Kavanaugh consistently engage in excessive drinking and inappropriate contact with women in the early 1980s.
Kavanaugh says he doesn't know who this is, and this never happened, calling it ridiculous and from the Twilight Zone. The Senate Judiciary Committee also released the statement he prepared for tomorrow's hearing, in which he denies sexually assaulting Christine Blasey Ford, who will also testify. Kavanaugh does admit to drinking with friends in high school, saying he sometimes had too many and said and did things that now make him cringe.
AP's Sagar Meghani. Pope Francis sent a letter to the Chinese faithful Wednesday urging them to overcome past divisions and initiate an unprecedented process that we hope will help heal the wounds of the past. We get more from AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Francis is calling for a new phase of faith with Chinese Catholics and is urging the community to trust him and make concrete gestures of reconciliation. Francis, just back from a three-nation tour of the Baltics, wants to end decades of estrangement between the Vatican and Beijing that had split the church. In a letter, the Pope says he wants to see the wounds of the past healed and the restoration of full communion among all Chinese Catholics. The letter follows the deal signed Saturday governing the naming of bishops in China. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Comedian Bill Cosby's lawyers are working on appealing his sentence of 3 to 10 years in prison for a 2004 sexual assault. AP's correspondent Margie Zaralletta has details.
Bill Cosby's attorneys are considering several avenues for their appeal to get him out of prison. One issue they're considering is Judge Stephen O'Neill's decision to let 5 more accusers testify at his retrial when he had allowed only 1 on the first trial. Cosby's legal team is also considering allegations that prosecutors used as evidence a doctored tape of a 2005 phone call between Cosby and the mother of Andrea Constand, the woman Cosby was convicted of assaulting. Prosecutors deny that allegation. I'm Margie Zaralletta.
The U.S. Federal Reserve raised a key interest rate for the third time this year in response to a strong U.S. economy and signaled that it expects to maintain a pace of gradual rate hikes. The Fed on Wednesday lifted its short-term rate, a benchmark for many consumer and business loans, by a quarter point to a range of 2% to 2.25%. It was the 8th rate hike since late 2015. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.